Hello.
Hi, my name is Miles, and I'm with XPO. I was just returning your call. How may I help you today?
Yeah, hi, my name is Tim. I have a work order for you.
Okay, I'm ready for the order number.
0704 Charlie 5 Delta 1.
Okay, thank you, Tim. And let's see here. And this order is for Angela Focetti at 11 Colonial Drive, Shrewsbury, Massachusetts, 01545. And how can I assist you with this order today?
All right, so we're at the customer's home right now. We were scheduled to come install a dishwasher and an OTR today. There was no product on the customer's order. There was no product for her at the DDC. We just got here now. She has the OTR here, but there's no dishwasher. I guess somebody came here a week ago, and it was the dishwasher was damaged, so they never delivered it. And apparently there's something got mixed up somewhere down the line.
Okay, let's see here. And I apologize for this delay.
No worries.
And will the OTR install be performed today?
Yeah, that should be fine.
And that's going to be the only installation that will be completed?
Yeah, yep.
Okay. And because we can't do the dishwasher and the delivery of the dishwasher on the order is in canceled status, I'm going to go ahead and reach out to Best Buy just to let, or to the DOD to let them know about the issue that we're not going to be able to do the dishwasher install, because anytime we can't perform an install, I'm supposed to call them and get a breeze code. Let's see here. I don't think I necessarily need to reach out to the customer to verify that the dishwasher is not there. But maybe right. I should reach out to the, I mean, maybe I should reach out to the customer anyway, just to cover myself. Let's see here. Yes, I'm going to reach out to the customer and to the DOD, and I'll be back with you as quickly as possible.
Okay, sounds good.
All righty, let's see here.
You're going to be getting a call from XPO. They're going to let you know what's going on with the dishwasher and stuff.